Hello, and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventure, the show that we never remember how we start, where we get a little more personal with you about Jason and Ashley. I'm here with...
Todd.
Why Todd?
My name is Todd. I'm a mysterious traveler participating on several summer road trips all across the United States and Canada.
You may notice some weird background noise. It's because we're in the car.
That's right.
Once again.
We're on a summer road trip, my friends.
Proud.
Everybody likes the Jason and Ashley's when we're on road trips, though.
You just dated how early we're recording this. This episode is not coming out until well into the fall.
Is it?
This is our October episode.
Oh, that's the adventure. That's part of the adventure. They don't know when these are coming out. They don't know how early we record these.
Apparently.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Spoiler alerts, it's not October.
Hey, we just drove past a rest stop.
Which one?
A rest, just say, I don't know, a generic rest stop. I don't know if it has
a
name.
Chevron.
No, I said a rest stop, like a normal, like a state rest stop. That's a gas station. Isn't it funny that we're pointing out visual things on an audio podcast?
Famously a visual medium.
Yep. Okay. We just drove past the road marker and a 55 mile per hour sign.
Well, how fast are we going, Jason?
And another road marker.
I'm not going 55.
I am not going to tell the listeners that. They'll get afraid. What are we talking about?
I'll tell you that. Since it's October.
Is it October?
It's October.
Yeah, the month known for summer road trips.
We are going.
Look, come on. They know we have to record these ahead of time, right?
I didn't think you were going to give away that we're recording this like 6 months
ago. Well, I apologize if I ruined the illusion.
We're going to talk about if we believe in ghosts or spirits in the Halloween.
Do we have to say it like that?
You can say it however you want.
Ghosts. And spirits.
Yeah, I'd like you to use as many laterals and plosives as possible.
It's going to be difficult.
And fricatives.
Is that that's not a word?
A fricative is a
person with an English degree? Please tell us.
It's not, I don't think that's, I know that from voice and speech class.
I honestly don't know what a fricative is. That's why I'm asking.
F or an S sound.
No. Oh, okay.
Or a V or a B. It's letter sounds that are made by passing air through your teeth.
Okay. Cool.
So there you go.
So spiritizes and ghostizes.
Yep.
Did this come from a listener, or is this just coming from like a list of questions we had?
This came from the list of topics that we decided in January that we were going to talk about on Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures.
I am pulling
year.
Back the curtain. You guys are getting to see my whole little booth, the Wizard of Oz. Everything's being revealed. Yes, we pre-planned these topics,
guys.
Pay
no attention to the man behind the curtain.
And there goes another road marker.
Pay no attention to the frog behind the curtain.
Yes.
I just thought because it's a spooky time, it'd be fun to talk
Halloween.
About spooky stuff.
I like Halloween, too. Halloween's actually my favorite holiday.
More than Christmas?
Yes, I don't like Christmas, actually, at all.
But you get stuff that you did nothing to deserve.
I don't care.
I mean, at least on your birthday, you were born.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm...
Which was, like, mostly not your deal. It was mostly your mom's deal.
Yes. I guess in my... I don't like Christmas because there's too much pressure on the gift-giving.
Yeah.
And I've also, like, I've generally never gotten everything that I've always wanted. Or I for a long time, like, I've told the story probably before, I've always wanted a video game system, and I never, ever got a video game system until I bought one for myself in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, very early on, I knew that Santa Claus was bunk. I mean, bunk for giving me good gifts.
Sure.
So, to me... Gift giving was not the end all be all because I mean, I liked my gifts, but I always knew I wasn't going to get the thing that I really wanted, which was a video game system. So gifts to me aren't a big thing. I actually enjoy Thanksgiving more because at least at Thanksgiving, you get to have a really good meal.
It's too close to Christmas and you eat the exact same boring food.
Yeah, but there's no pressure. I don't have to buy gifts for anybody. You just show up. You eat the food, especially as a kid. You show up, you eat the food, you walk out. And Halloween is the best because then you get to play dress up and then you just get to eat. It's eat exorbitant amounts of sugar.
Yeah.
So spirits and ghosts.
Yeah. Do you believe in them?
I'm asking you, Ashley. I don't. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
That's,
are you afraid of ghosts?
Not. I'm not. That's not. But then, what the question is. I'm not afraid of spirits and ghosts. I would say, generally speaking, I don't believe in spirits and ghosts.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Kind of, the episode is over, and thank you so much for the support. Keep going. Sorry.
It's kind of like how I feel about crystals. I have a nice crystal collection that my cat likes to take and make summoning circles with underneath the couch.
Oh, you should tell the full story of that. Because the listeners know of the GHL intern, Brago.
The infamous Brago.
The GHL intern cat.
I have a bunch of crystals because I feel the same way about them that I feel about spirits and ghosts, where I don't necessarily believe in them, but I don't not believe in them. But I mostly just buy the ones that I think are pretty or that are cheap. And I keep them in a specific space in our house. And after a couple months with the cat, they started going missing, which I found baffling because I know Jason doesn't give a shit and isn't going to touch them.
Yeah, they're fine. They're just rocks.
So I had no idea where all my pretty rocks were going. And I lifted up the couch.
I was the one that found them.
No, I found them. And, oh no, you found them with...
I told
with
you.
With we have a Shark, which is like a low-rent Roomba, because we're not going to spend $800 on a vacuum.
It's an iLife, yep.
If you would like to buy us an $800 Roomba, please feel free. Send it to the P.O. Box.
It got stuck underneath the couch, and then I looked underneath the couch, and I saw all the crystals.
All of these crystals.
We found out that
Brago's been hoarding.
Brago, the GHL intern, had been hoarding crystals like Smaug the dragon.
Yeah, there's like... So there's... I check under there about once a week now, and there's always at least two or three of them. But sometimes he does arrange them in circles, and he looks like he's summoning demons.
Oh, yeah, he's summoning demons. But the reason I
won't fully say that I don't believe in ghosts is because I guess this is slightly dark, but I don't mean it to necessarily go that way. When I was in high school, we went to Europe and we visited Dachau, which was a German work camp.
I've been there too.
Yep, it was the first camp that had incinerators. And it does have a very particular feeling about it.
It has a weird feel.
And it has a weird aura, for lack of a better term. And I don't pretend to be an expert on auras. Like, the energy there is very weird. And for me, that can be nothing but reflexive to what happened there. You know, and perhaps what is being exercised or what has been left behind there. And that's the reason why I won't say that I don't believe them, but I've never had an experience that I felt was indicative of any sort of spirit or ghost. I also really hope that ghosts don't exist, because I think that's really tragic. That you would be...
What if it's like Casper?
You'd be stuck sort of half wandering this mortal plane and not able to move on to whatever's next, even if that's sort of a nothingness.
What about Casper, the friendly ghost?
But at the end of the movie, Casper passes on. That's his goal. He becomes the cute boy in the white hoodie, and then he leaves.
No, not in the movie he doesn't. He goes back to being the ghost. He just gets the singular dance with Christina Ricci. By the way, that movie's great.
I think we've brought that movie up multiple times.
It's a good movie. They actually made two sequels to it. I've heard that. I've never seen either one of them, but I've heard they're bad. But no, he ends up going. He goes back to being a ghost. He does not pass on.
I thought he passed on.
Nope.
I haven't seen the movie since I was a child.
Nope. Great score, by the way, too.
But I think that's sad. And actually, Harry Potter was one of the first books where I saw that idea sort of being addressed.
The nearly headless Nick.
How it would be sad to be a ghost, because Harry wants Sirius to be a ghost. And then, like, they explained to him that it would be so bad because you could not ascend to whatever the next plane or lack thereof is.
Valhalla.
Sure. What about you? Tell me about your feelings about spirits and ghosts and ghouls.
They don't exist. That's literally it. That's my entire thought. I actually, I have what I believe was my explanation for the Dachau thing.
Yeah.
And why people think they see ghosts and stuff like that. I don't think there are ghosts. I don't think there are. I do not think that people, when they die, wander the earth and get stuck and whatever. And I don't think that you can feel the spirits. I do believe that we can sense other human beings in various forms. Now, and they living things. I think we can sense living things. The way, same thing like the way a dog can sense that you're sad, a way the cat can sense that you're sick.
Like empathy.
Yes.
Ramped up. So you believe that something like telepathy is theoretically possible?
It's not quite telepathy. That's not what I'm going on. Like I do believe that there is sort of like this connection that we all share, that all living things share. Well, that's because we all come from the planet Earth. We sort of all are attuned to this field in a very Grant Morrison-y way.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because there have been too many times where I think you sense Doc Owl, and I sense that thing too, is not because of the dead people that are still haunting the place. I think we sensed it because it's the depression of everyone else being amplified. It's the same thing as in there's that term, the creative consciousness of the world.
Yeah.
I've heard this several times. That's the reason why you see like two movies that are very similar, or two books
also
that are very similar.
Only like seven archetypical stories.
Exactly. It's the same thing where it's like, oh, if you come up with an idea for a story, I've always been told by professional writers, well, you better write it because somebody else is going to beat you to it, because the creative consciousness of the world comes up with ideas around the same time all the time. It happens, and it happens too frequently for us to not have some sort of like weird spidery sense connection.
Yeah.
But I think that happens between real people. I think
living people.
Living people, yes. I think when people think they see spirits or people see weird stuff, I think that is people connecting to this field.
Mm-hmm.
And literally seeing somebody on the other side of the world, or I think it's literally people seeing themselves or other family members through the multiverse, because I 100% believe the multiverse exists.
Mm-hmm.
String theory has too many positive theories that says that the multiverse exists, that there is an infinite combination out there. And I think when we think we're seeing a ghost or seeing a spirit or seeing a thing, I think we're accidentally peering into like Earth 3, Earth 4, Earth 5.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's my explanation for it. Did I get Grant Morrison enough for you?
Not really. If you were going full Grant Morrison, you know, you would have talked a little bit more. It would have been more spiritual about the ties.
Oh,
that
we
bind.
Put on the fiction suits and we go down and we and inside the fiction suits we wear a field of magnetic energy.
No, Grant Morrison would have said something like, "Everybody on Earth 1 vibrates right at a certain frequency, and everyone on Earth 2 vibrates at a different frequency."
Well, that is what
everyone
happens.
Everyone on Earth 3 vibrates at a different frequency. I thought you went a little more Neil deGrasse Tyson in Cosmos.
Oh, interesting.
Where he talked about, you know, kind of in the episode where he takes a real shot at religion, and he says that isn't it more powerful to think that we are all interconnected because we share a same ancestor?
Oh, I like that.
That's sort
I
of,
forgot about that.
That sort of like web of life, mm-hmm. where he looks right at the camera and talks to the Christians.
Yeah.
It's a great episode. And if you guys haven't watched Cosmos, I highly, highly recommend. Because I kind of ascribe to that as well. And I do think that some of the crazier things
of no ghosts and stuff.
Of all of it that we that we like think that might be possible, but we assume our fiction, like magic, like telepathy, like recognition, all the things that we're watching unfold in Fringe right now. I do believe that all of those things are possible.
By the way, Ashley dropped that because we're in the middle of a rewatch of Fringe.
I'm watching it for the first time.
We're in season three.
But I think it's possible by attenuating into that shared connection.
Yes.
And I just don't think we can do it. Like, I do believe that there are people that are psychic, or that have like as close to psychic abilities as possible, but I don't think they're the people with the signs outside of their houses that tell you that you can come in for $25.
Well, you know, it has been proven that humans are, we have electricity inside of us.
Yeah.
Like our brain has a certain type of energy. It's also been proven that
our brains are just like Jell-O with an electric current.
Yeah,
in it.
But our brains also have a sort of magnetic Like, we can sense the magnetic field, kind of like pigeons.
Yes, yeah.
We can't. And so that, to me, like, I don't know whether it's the magnetic field, but that to me is like, oh, if we can all sense the magnetic field, then that means we're all connected.
Yeah.
Like, there is an energy layer that connects us all. And I think some people tune into that better than some, and some people don't. And that's what I think it is. That's literally what I think it is. It's, again, it's opening, I don't want to go third eye and, like, weird spiritualism there. But, like, that's what
we
I
can.
Think. That's I just think, like, our science is not good enough to, like, explain that yet.
I mean, I think empathy is our most real world example of that. It's why you cry when you see someone else in pain or when you see a sad movie. And I think that extends to we could not coexist with other animals if there wasn't some sort of shared connection. Like, we couldn't have injured Briggo living off of us in our home if there wasn't some commonality and some base level of understanding.
He has a job. We're using him.
Really
using,
bad at his
we're
job.
We're using him for labor. I mean, he is bad at his job, but we're not paying anything.
Yeah.
We're not paying him anything. That's why
but
he's
we
an intern.
We are paying for his room and board.
I mean, sort
and
of.
Medical bills.
Sort of. You know, don't tell the state.
Okay. I wish we could claim him as a dependent.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So no ghosts and no spirits on this podcast.
I know, it's kind of a short one, right?
I mean, not really. We've had...
What do you think about Ghostbusters? Let's talk about Ghostbusters.
I think the movie's fine. If people want to know my thoughts about Ghostbusters,
buy the
35th Annery Blu-ray.
It's out.
And listen to my commentary on it.
It's not out at the time of this recording, but it'll be out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you love Ghostbusters. You taught our lesson on Ghostbusters.
I do love Ghostbusters, but I as I've said several times since then, I think the love of Ghostbusters comes from the cartoon, the real Ghostbusters, more than it does the movies.
Yeah.
I think those, that cartoon show kept that show alive. And I think those designs are so good. And I love me some Slimer. It has some great designs. Like, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man looks great. It's a great design. Slimer is a great design.
Yeah.
That's why I love them. I love them more for the monsters than any of the Ghostbusters, actually. But it also has a great theme song.
Jeanine does get to be the first Lady Ghostbuster in that series.
I know. I taught you in that lesson.
It's probably my favorite thing about Ghostbusters. We saw at some convention that I forgot, maybe WonderCon this year, a legit cartoon Jeanine
It was at WonderCon. Yeah, she was wearing her pink Ghostbuster.
And she had the awesome glasses from the animated series. Shout out to that. I should have taken a picture with her. She looks great.
I should have too. I had her action figure. I had the Jeanine in her Ghostbuster uniform action figure.
We should get one.
Because I thought it was so cool. And it's so cool because it was part of the same series. So they had the normal Ghostbusters, which I had.
Yeah.
By the way, they were so cool because the little energy stream that came out, you had a little thing that came past the little gun and you could spin it. So like the energy wave would like rotate in 360. It was really cool.
That's cool.
And so that was like, they were normal guys and you had your thing. Okay, cool. Then they made like a second wave where they're all wearing like modified uniforms.
Yeah.
And you would like squeeze their legs or squeeze their arms and the Ghostbusters would get scared.
Oh, yes. I had one of those.
So like Ray's hair would flip up and his eyes would pop out. Egon's like face would grow longer because his mouth would get big. And then Jeanine was one of them, but they didn't give Jeanine like special armor. They made Jeanine like her Ghostbuster uniform. And hers was that her hair flipped up and her eyes popped out.
All right, Jason, who's your favorite fictional ghost?
Slimer. No contest. It's Slimer.
More than Stay Puft?
Yes, because Stay Puft is a god, not a ghost. Stay Puft is the destroyer. He's not Zool. He's they name him. They name his the demon that takes. Yeah, because they're like, take the form, blah, 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 blah. And it's Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Mm.
No, Slimer's a ghost. It's always been the joke that Slimer was supposed to be John Belushi. It was the idea
that he was
supposed to be like the ghost of John Belushi.
Yeah.
Because he originally was going to be the part that was played by Bill Murray.
Yep.
When they were originally playing it. But that's my favorite ghost. Who's your favorite ghost? Casper?
The direwolf from Game of Thrones.
What?
John's got a direwolf named Ghost.
Oh, okay. I was like, none of the direwolves are ghosts. What are you talking about?
Aren't they all?
sort of, yeah.
At this point. Ghosts are not my preferred form of supernatural beings.
Okay. What is your preferred
witches.
Form? Of super? Oh, okay. Got it.
Witches and then probably vampires.
I guess I just didn't think about the different classifications of supernatural beings
right
there.
I could dig on a vampire.
Right.
I'd be a vampire. That's fine. I'd kill a motherfucker to live forever.
All right, this is not the Ashley's case for becoming a vampire.
If you're a vampire and you would like me to also be a vampire, hit us up at GHL Podcast.
Oh, dear Lord.
Casper's a pretty good... Casper's a pretty good contender. I was trying to think of an Addams Family character because I really like the Addams Family.
They're not really ghosts,
but
though.
There are ghosts, but they're not prominent characters.
There's also nothing to say that, like, the Addams Family people are actually supernatural, that they're not just normal people.
Well, Mama is a witch.
Sure, sure. And I guess Cousin It is a sort of a monster, and so is Lurch.
And Lurch is like a Frankenstein.
But I'm like, yeah, but like, there's nothing to say like Gomez is supernatural.
No, he's a great swordsman.
True. And Uncle Fester can, like, light a light bulb with his mouth.
Yeah, speaking of all the electricity in our brains.
That's right.
Also, speaking of Halloween, Jason was Uncle Fester once for Halloween.
I was when I was a little kid because I loved Uncle Fester.
It's a really adorable photo that I love.
I didn't know I had a photo of it.
I think there's one at your family home.
I think it was very easy because I was Dracula the year before and I just used the same costume, the same
and
cloak.
Put on a bald cap.
Just black and put a bald cap and made myself white.
Yeah.
Bald caps suck, by the way. They really suck.
Yes, they do.
They're really terrible. All right. Cool. I don't know. Can we take this any further? I think we've exhausted.
I think this has been a good Jason Ashley.
I think we've busted them ghosts.
Yep.
And as the best line in that song says, "Bustin' makes me feel good." Such a weird lyric.
Is it really?
It doesn't make sense.
Now, Jason, let's end this.
It's quite sexually charged.
Let's end this episode. Well, you know, he also poisons Dana. Let's end this episode the way we sometimes remember to end this episode. What are you reading?
Ooh.
Remember, sometimes we forget this.
I remember the last time we recorded one of these, we remembered how to actually do it.
Also, because people have been requesting it, I'm going to put links in the episode description on Patreon if you are interested in checking out any of the things that we're reading. So there'll be a little link that you can go to Amazon and purchase them.
Okay, so I know exactly what I'm reading.
Yes.
But I don't exactly remember the title.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain why in a second.
Okay.
So I'm reading the fifth book.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
In the Expanse series, yes. Finally. I watched the third season of the Expanse. I finished it. It's great. And I had read the first four books. And I had been reading Micro by Michael Crichton, which is like one of the books that were finished after his death, which I actually quite enjoyed.
Do you think his ghost finished them?
No, they actually showed the co-author.
Oh, bummer.
On this one.
That's so fun.
So that was a fun one. So I think it's called Nemesis Games, I think is what it's called. But it's book five. I've only read like the first three chapters. I'm really enjoying it. If you've never read the Expanse series, do it. It's one of the best science fiction shows out of there. And I'll tell you what, five books in, better than Game of Thrones, because one of them was George R. R. Martin's assistant for like 5 years, and I kind of like that the assistants are writing a better tale than old Georgie boy.
Different genre as well.
Ashley.
Yep.
What you telling? What you telling? What you reading? Tell them what you reading. Tell them.
I'm reading the first book in the Magicians series, the one that the television show is based on.
By the way, reading makes you feel good.
By, I believe his name is Lev Cromwell. I don't remember his last name.
Why the Magicians?
Because I've heard for a long time that the show is terrible, but the books are really good, and it's urban fantasy. It's like, what if Harry Potter, but he went to college instead of going to like high school? And I have read 156 pages in less than 24 hours, so I think I like it. I'm going to at least finish the first one, but there's four or five books in the series. I don't know if I'll continue past this one, but
is it an old series or a recent series? I just don't know.
2006 YA.
Oh, okay. So sort of recent.
Recent-ish. But I've been meaning to read it for a while, and it might surprise people to know that I've read a lot of Game of Thrones this year, and this seemed like a nice palate cleanser.
It's actually older than The Expanse.
Okay.
I don't think The Expanse published their first book until 2010.
I didn't know this was a competition.
It is a competition between the Magicians
and the
Science Pirates.
I think The Expanse probably has them beat on both fronts in terms of quality of books and television shows.
God, that television show is good. So good.
But
it's the best sci-fi show that nobody watches.
Well, it's you and Scott Johnson watch it.
That's right. It's so good. I'm going to make you watch it, but we're gonna rewatch from the beginning.
I'll watch it at some point.
There you go.
Cool.
So now we did that. How do we end this thing? You know.
We,
you seem to know all,
we
actually.
Talk about,
you're connected to humanity.
We talk about how we don't know how to end it, and then you usually go by and turn off the Zoom.
Ah, I see. while we're still driving.
Yeah.
There's a lot of road markers out here. We're actually driving by some beautiful mountains. Is it night?
We can't see them.
We can't see them,
it's
but we can.
It's the literal middle of the night.
We can see the peaks.
Yeah. The valleys.
It's kind of beautiful.
We're in the valley.
Yep. So how do we end this?
Okay, bye.